Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1178, Hormones, Stress, and Weight Loss by Dr. Monali Y. Desai of ifwewerefamily.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy Sunday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. It's kind of like an audiobook, but with articles instead, and from a bunch of different authors, and of course, always with permission from the sites. And on Fridays, I answer your questions. You can send one in at oldpodcast.com/ask or email in your question to health@oldpodcast.com. And with that, let's hear today's article and continue optimizing your life. Hormones, Stress, and Weight Loss by Dr. Monali Y. Desai of ifwewerefamily.com. One of the times I used to eat a lot of sugary food is when I was stressed out. If you think stress eating helps you feel better, that could be because of your hormonal response to stress. This is for multiple reasons. I'm going to focus on the hormone cortisol specifically. Your cortisol levels when you're stressed out. When you're stressed out, your cortisol levels rise. This is part of the flight or fight response you may have heard of before. This is a helpful response when a lion is trying to eat you, but less helpful when you're in a less urgent stressful situation like your boss is being irrational. The increase in cortisol levels will lead to an increase in your blood sugar levels. Some studies show that eating fatty and sugary foods does seem to tone down the response your body has to stress. This could be why it's your go-to option when you're stressed out. It's important to realize this because you may think your stress eating has something to do with self-control or discipline, but actually, it may have to do with your body's normal response to stress. Dealing with this instead may help you better manage your stress eating and help you lose weight. This advice is based on the assumption that you don't have any medical problems that affect your cortisol levels. This includes sleep problems, which can throw off your cortisol levels. If you do have sleep problems, you should address this with your doctor or a sleep doctor first. What can you do about your body's response to stress? The obvious thing to do is stop doing the thing that makes you stressed out in the first place. However, this frequently isn't feasible if it's something like your job that's making you stressed out. Ironically, your job may pay for the stress eating that your job is causing. The next thing to look at is what you can do to try and stabilize your cortisol stress response so that you don't start stress eating. The medical studies on this are limited, but I'm going to talk about a few possible options. Can you eat anything to decrease your stress cortisol levels? In my research, the best options to consider trying are eating a small piece of dark chocolate daily or drinking a cup of black tea every day to try to decrease your cortisol stress response when you're under stress later in the day. The medical data on this is not very strong. You could try it for 1 month and see if it works to decrease how stressed out you feel. If it doesn't work after a month, move on to something else. If you're already stressed out, you should try not to stress eat. But if you do, it's better if you stress eat low glycemic index carbs or low fat protein. This is because being stressed out will increase your blood sugar levels. And if you eat sugary foods on top of that, it can cause you to gain weight. In addition, long term, it can lead to problems with your blood sugar or your blood glucose and insulin regulation. If you're stress eating sugary foods regularly, it will make it harder for you to lose weight long term too, even once you stop stress eating sugary foods. Exercise and the type of exercise you do. Exercise is generally thought to decrease stress levels for a variety of reasons. Exercise will initially increase your cortisol levels, but long-term, regular exercise will help keep your cortisol levels lower later in the day and at night. So, exercise can help you feel less stressed out throughout the day, and that can help make you less likely to stress eat. One thing to consider is that the type of exercise you do may make a difference. If you started exercising, but don't feel like it's helping you feel less stressed out, consider testing out different types of exercises. Some studies show that different intensity exercises, low versus medium versus high, will have different effects on your cortisol levels. Changing the intensity of your exercise may help you get less stressed out and help prevent you from stress eating. Meditation and mindful thinking. Meditation and mindful thinking can also potentially help decrease your cortisol stress response and cortisol levels. Learning how to meditate can take a while, but it'll be worth it. You'll need to make it a routine so that eventually you practice mindful thinking automatically when you're in stressful situations. If you've never meditated before, you can try learning by using apps like Calm and Headspace. I personally use both of them. Another great way to get into mindful thinking is starting with yoga classes first. Start with more of a flow or vinyasa type of yoga, which has mindful thinking built into it. You just listened to the post titled Hormones, Stress, and Weight Loss by Dr. Monali Y. Desai of ifwewerefamily.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
As I was reading this post to you, did you feel more and more stressed out about your own stress levels? I apologize. I know that's how it works. Stress is one of those things where it quickly becomes a downward spiral. You're stressed out, but then you realize you're stressed out, which makes you more stressed, which then may make you stress eat, which may then make you not exercise. Stress is one of those magical things that just brings you down further and further. So the trick is to break that cycle somewhere. Some really good data have been published looking at the power of distracting yourself. I've talked about this on the show before, but one of the most powerful things you can do is if you're ready to go stress eat and you're going to reach for that candy bar or that chocolate chip cookie or that bowl of ice cream, you name it. If you can quickly catch yourself and distract yourself with something that tends to calm you or make you feel better in some way, then likely the craving will pass. Well, first, let me go on a quick tangent about why is it always chocolate chip cookies or ice cream or mac and cheese or mashed potatoes? Why are those foods always the comfort foods? It's never a salad or a piece of fruit that brings us comfort. Well, actually, Dr. Desai alluded to this idea earlier in the post. High-carb, high-fat foods tend to make us feel good. They tend to make us feel calm. But a piece of fruit or a salad doesn't have that same level of simple sugar and fat. And so we don't get the same dopamine release in our brains that we would get from, again, ice cream, chocolate cake, popsicles, you name it. So that's why we often turn to those types of foods when we're stressed. So what can we do about it? Again, one of the easiest things you can do is distract yourself. If you find yourself reaching for one of those not so great foods that you know it's going to sabotage you, then whip out your cell phone, play a game of Tetris, play a game of solitaire, send that person that you've been meaning to reach out to for a while, send them a quick text. If you can distract yourself for between 5 to 10 minutes, that's usually the amount of time it takes, chances are the craving will pass. And the beauty of that little tiny habit is you will feel much better about yourself because you didn't end up reaching for that not so great snack, and that will hopefully help you break out of that stress cycle. Again, 5 or 10 minutes of distracting yourself, that may be all it takes. All right, I hope you're having a great week. Thank you as always for listening. I'll be back here tomorrow with a post from Healthline. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.